אני מתכבדת להזמין את גרהרד קוך, המבקר המוזיקלי הגדול של העיתון פרנקפורט אלגמיינה צייטונג, שידבר ושמכיר את ציפי ואת עבודתה שנים רבות, מלווה אותה, והוא ידבר באנגלית על יצירתה וידגים מתוך הקלטות של יצירותיה בביצועים שונים, בהרכבים שונים. It's a great honor for me to invite you, Mr. Gerhard Koch, to talk about C.P. Fleischer's work. Thank you.
C.P. Fleischer, an identity between several cultures. Dear C.P., ladies and gentlemen, firstly, I have to apologize. I cannot speak Ivrit except Shalom. But even my English is not perfect at all. Nevertheless, I will try to transmit my ideas to you. I'm very glad and thankful to be here in Jerusalem for this event and to talk to you. I have been several times in Israel and I have met quite a few composers from Israel here and also in Germany. One of them is C.P. Fleischer, whom I know since many years. I appreciate her greatly as an original and prolific composer, and also her vividly charming personality. When she asked me, "Would you like to come to Jerusalem to give a lecture about me and my music?" I agreed spontaneously. Now I am here, wondering a little bit about a new situation for me, and look forward to fresh experiences. By profession, I'm a music critic. I've been writing reviews on concerts, operas, festivals, and theater with a strong emphasis on the contemporary production, traveling from Frankfurt, where I live, to many countries. Therefore, I overlook the international scene of composing a little bit. I will try to find out what is characteristic and attractive in C.P. Fleischer's music for me. I have heard some performances in Frankfurt and Cologne, and of course quite a lot from CD. And in addition, I heard some works reading the score. If you would ask me, what is in your opinion fascinating in her music, I can answer, there's a strong unity of diversities, a kind of shifting of tendencies and even layers. For the European avant-garde music, dominated in the 50s and 60s by the Darmstadt-based serialism in music, the crossing of aesthetic borders seemed somewhat shocking. But C.P. Fleischer did not write mere so-called absolute music, only instrumental music, because her works have a programmatic character and make use of materials from quite different spheres. And very often they include the human voice, referring to words and literature. Her works are strict but not sterile. So I got the impression her music has to do with the situation in Israel, mixing a variety of traditions and ethnic influences, ancient, even archaic roots, the Oriental origins. Under this aspect of unity, resulting from separate roots, one work by C.P. Fleischer seems to me extremely significant. Like Two Branches, it is a cantata based on poetry by the Arabian woman Al-Khanza, living in the 6th century and highly appreciated even by the prophet Muhammad. We hear a mourning poem of a woman lamenting the death of her brother, killed in a fight, perhaps in a tribal conflict. The subject appears archaic and modern at the same time, existing, alas, all over the world. Therefore, you may call it realistic. But in a higher sense, it is more surrealistic because of C.P. Fleischer's peculiar mixture of Arabic language textures and a complex system of musical layers, combining Oriental scales, Western instruments, the characteristic guttural vocalisms of the Arabic and quasi-avant-garde clusters. The music is shifting between artistic music and folklore. For comparison, another example from music, but now not from the Near East, but from the Far East. Lee Sang-yoon, composer of South Korea, was also very famous for combining characteristics of old ancient Korean court music with the modern Western orchestra. We will hear the beginning of Reak for orchestra by Lee Sang-yoon. The conflicts and struggles seem to be permanently present extremely in Israel. Therefore, it does not astonish to detect Tzipi Fleischer's passion for archaic subjects of deadly fundamental musical brothers or lovers who are bound in hatred together. For instance, the tragedy of Cain and Abel resulting from jealousy. In Tzipi Fleischer's opera Medea, emerging from an old Greek drama, the revenge of the heroine is terrible, poisoning the bride and killing even her own children to actually hurt their father. Today, Medea presents one aspect of feminism, strengthening the right of woman and mother against the ancient ruling of man and father. Tzipi's Medea, based on a libretto by Israeli author Rivka Kashtan, is written for a mezzo-soprano and for instrumentalists who are acting and speaking also on stage, presenting the Greek citizens chatting about the mysterious Medea. I did attend the first German performance in Cologne and experienced a staging perhaps crucial to Israel because of Medea's final acting as a terrorist, fighting against society in general, throwing a hand grenade to destroy the whole repressive system itself. We hear the very beginning of Medea's monologue with a pastoral atmosphere.
Play, musicians, play! Citizens, perform!
Thank you.
In Zippy Fleischer's Fifth Symphony, I feel an impression of the different possibilities of approach, a framework of styles melting very old and rather new materials using the normal or apparatus of orchestra and also technical media. It's fascinating to hear a mixture of musical languages you won't experience in the world famous German avant-garde festival in Donaueschingen. In this symphony, titled by Zippy Fleischer, an Israeli-Jewish collage, this means not only musical materials from different regions, but also a shifting of medial and technical levels in a surrealistic way. But in fact, it is a partially religious work, synthesizing also attitudes. In the beginning, you will hear an Israeli rock singer with a short, nearly rude shouting statement. You will hear the modern symphonic orchestra, in addition, a group of shofar players. And from the tape, the voices of Faiz Chazanim with ecstatic cantillations from very old Jewish sources. Those microtonal melisms, nearly unknown in classical European music, have been electronically modified for the loudspeakers. Zippy told me how extremely difficult it was to synchronize such art of rubato singing and to adapt the pitch to the levels of the orchestra. You will hear also instrumental overtones whispering magically. Zippy Fleischer's Fifth Symphony evokes to me an impression of a nearly organic process, enthusiastic and sophisticated at the same time. We listen to three shortcuts.
כן, 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 המצב קשה.
יש הרענה, לא אשר.
Heard homogeneity of aesthetics.
המצב קשה.
Homogeneity of aesthetics is not Zippy Fleischer's artistic aim. For example, her first symphony, titled Salt Crystals, based on bizarre mineral structures seen at the Dead Sea, results musically in the shifting of static surfaces of sound extremely sharp singular signals and chaotic percussion. Well, here's the beginning. Zippy Fleischer is not the type of an isolated composer, concentrated only on her own circles. She is familiar also with the European avant-garde. Particularly the Hungarian-born composer Kurtak and the famous Karlheinz Stockhausen she admires. One of Stockhausen's few works operating with permanent shifting of overtones influenced by the Tibetan and Mongolian overtone singing is his composition Stimmung for vocal sextet from 1968. Zippy had the wonderful idea of continuing the excerpt of Salt Crystals with a passage of the narcotic, psychedelic, nearly minimalistic, meditative composition Stimmung. We hear the very beginning of Stockhausen's Stimmung. It is a very long work. It lasts over 80 minutes, but you will hear only the beginning with a dark fundamental bass and the slow floating of the overtones. I hope you have got a slight impression of the beginning of a nearly religious meditation in music, in sound. In Israel, the situation of today always means much more than in other countries, history too. It is not by chance that Zippy Fleischer wrote an oratorio on Jewish history, which begins in 1492, with the expulsion of the Jewish people from Spain. The composer is looking back to the past, searching for genuine Jewish identity with intense feelings of suffering and pain. In a European country, such an oratorio nearly automatically would provoke the criticism of over-emotional patriotism. But in Israel, the conditions are quite different. And the two languages, besides the Hebrew of the Middle Ages, Spanish and Arabic, show an open-minded, although musically diversified, view. Let's hear the beginning of the work with the overlapping layers of Hebrew, Arabic, and Spanish, the symbiosis of the three religions in Spain. It sounds like a theatrical Golden Age scenery.
Ah!
have come to an end and like to thank for your patience listening to my attempt to tell about Zippy Fleischer and her music. Tada, shalom.